Why this works. Pork loin chops are chosen for their balance of fat and meat, promoting juiciness. Pounding the meat ensures even cooking and tenderizes the fibers. The three-step breading process, flour, egg, and panko, creates layers that trap moisture while enhancing crunch. Frying at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees Celsius, allows for rapid cooking, sealing the exterior and preserving the interior's moisture. The use of panko breadcrumbs contributes to the distinctively light and airy texture. Unlike traditional breadcrumbs, panko's larger flakes provide increased surface area, resulting in a superior crunch. Adjusting oil temperature is crucial. Too low absorbs excess oil, while too high can burn the breading before the meat cooks. Common mistakes: wrong pork cut. Target pork loin, rosu, with the fat cap intact, or pork tenderloin, hirei, for lean. Thickness 1.5 to 2 centimeters. Why it matters? Tonkatsu's defining quality is the contrast between crispy crust and tender pork. Lean modern pork chops, without fat, cook to dry by the time the crust is golden. Loin with fat cap, rosu katsu, or true tenderloin, hirei katsu, are the canonical cuts. What to do? Source pork from a butcher who knows katsu cuts. Look for a 1.5 to 2 centimeter thick piece with a 5 to 10 millimeter fat strip. Workarounds? Only lean pork available? Brine for 1 hour in 5% salt water before breading. Adds moisture insurance. For ultra tender results, pound the pork lightly with the back of a knife. Don't flatten, just break fibers. Skipping the score and rest step. Target, make shallow cuts in the connective tissue between meat and fat. Salt both sides, rest 15 minutes. Why it matters? The connective tissue, silver skin between the meat and fat, shrinks faster than the surrounding pork when heated. Without scoring, the pork curls into a U-shape during frying, leading to uneven cooking. Salt plus rest also draws out water and seasons throughout. What to do? Score every 2 centimeters along the fat-meat junction. Don't cut deep, just through the connective layer. Workarounds? For higher katsu, no fat, score is unnecessary, but the salt rest is still valuable. Using regular breadcrumbs. Target, real panko, the irregular, jagged, Japanese-style breadcrumbs. Look for fresh, soft, not dry panko. Why it matters? Panko's irregular shape creates pockets of air during frying, producing the characteristic light, shattering crust. Regular breadcrumbs are uniform and packed densely, producing a flat, dense coating. What to do? Buy from an Asian market or specialty store. Fresh panko, refrigerated, is best. Shelf-stable panko is acceptable. Workarounds? No panko? Tear stale white bread, no crust, into pieces and pulse briefly in a food processor, closer to panko than uniform crumbs. For extra crunch, dredge twice. Flour, egg, panko, egg, panko. Pork patted dry with paper towels before flour dredging. Why it matters? Water on the pork surface prevents the flour from adhering properly. Without that flour layer, the egg won't stick and the panko falls off during frying. What to do? Pat dry aggressively. Then dredge, flour, shake off excess, egg, panko, press gently to adhere. Workarounds? For extra grip, dust the pork with cornstarch instead of flour before egg. Sticks better in humid conditions. Frying at the wrong temperature. Target 170 degrees Celsius oil, measured with a thermometer. The pork should sizzle on contact, but not violently. Why it matters. Below 160 degrees Celsius, the panko absorbs oil and gets greasy without crisping. Above 180 degrees Celsius, the panko browns before the pork cooks through. Internal pork temperature needs to reach 63 degrees Celsius for safety. What to do? Use a thermometer. Allow 30 seconds between batches for the oil to recover temperature. Workarounds? No thermometer? Drop a piece of panko into the oil. It should bubble immediately and rise within 2 seconds. For a thicker, well-cooked tonkatsu, fry at 165 degrees Celsius for 5 minutes per side. For thin, fast tonkatsu, 175 degrees Celsius for 3 minutes per side. Cutting tonkatsu immediately. Rest 3 minutes on a wire rack before cutting. Why it matters? Rest lets juices redistribute through the pork. Cutting immediately means juice on the cutting board and a drier final product. Also, resting on paper towels traps steam against the bottom, soggy crust. A wire rack keeps it crispy. What to do? Wire rack 3 minutes, then slice into 1.5 centimeter strips. Workarounds? No rack? Stand the tonkatsu on its edge, the fat strip. Minimizes contact with the surface. What to look for? A golden brown crust that is crisp and flaky. Juice is running clear when the meat is pierced. A light sizzle when the pork is placed in hot oil. a fragrant aroma of frying breadcrumbs. Chef's view, tonkatsu emerged in the late 19th century, influenced by Western culinary practices. It represents Japan's adaptation of foreign food while maintaining local flavors. The dish is not merely a meal. It encapsulates a philosophy of balance between crispiness and tenderness, seasoning and simplicity. The act of preparing tonkatsu is a ritual that celebrates the craftsmanship of Japanese cuisine. Each step, from selecting high-quality pork to frying, requires mindfulness and precision. Tonkatsu is more than comfort food. It is a cultural expression that values quality ingredients and careful technique.